one God, who stretches out the heavens, who sends light to the nations, who gives breath to us all.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Loving God,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lift these letters pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, you give us strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
The first lesson is a reading from Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. When he blows upon them, they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these, who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord. Second lesson is a reading from 1 Corinthians. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with the commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became a Jew in order to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so that I may win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. And I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up with his disciples and went out to a desert place, and he prayed. And then Simon and his companions looked for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone's searching for you." And he answered, "Let's go to the neighboring towns so that they may proclaim the message right there also. For this is what I came to do." And he went out throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Our theme today is Jesus and the demons. What's a demon? What demons get to you and trap you? What can you do about it? And what does Jesus do about it? You sort of saw what that looks like and where we're going this morning with the young ones and with your help and with the choir. I know you spoke Jesus' words today, and really you sing Jesus' words as well, and we thank you for that. Just shut up, demons. What are demons? What's a demon? Well, there's all sorts of ideas and thoughts and possibilities, whether it's Chucky in your TV or Frankenstein or any of the other things that you see on TV. Demon was a language that folks knew back a couple thousand years ago for all kinds of stuff. But today, let's think of demons or a demon as whatever traps you in darkness. Whatever traps you in darkness. It could be illness, it could be grief, it could be the kinds of thoughts that were going through Ralph and Rachel and Bubba and Von Wayne. I'm nothing, I can't be anything, nobody likes me. It could be feeling isolated and hopeless, out of control. It could be grief. Whatever it is that traps you in darkness. Demon. So, There's a story that's true. In the olden days of yore, for about 7 years, I was a radio play-by-play person for a lot of different high schools and a couple of colleges. And this was back in the middle 60s. It was in the state tournament in Ohio in 1965 in the Hobart Arena in Troy. All-state guard named Van Evans, tie game, fourth quarter. They had quarters back then, too. And they were ready for him to do something miraculous. Clock was winding down, 5-4. Van steals the ball at midcourt, dribbles down for a layup, a winning layup to put him in the state finals. He goes up in the air, and all of the lights in the Hobart Arena go out. It's pitch dark for 10 minutes. And you hear fans from, he played for Urbana, yelling, he made it, yay, we win. And fans on the other side of the arena for Dayton Chaminade are saying, oh, he missed it, and lots of yelling. And suddenly the lights go on, and you look at the court, and all you see is Van Evans from his shoulders up with his hands straight up in the air. Because when he came down, he went through the floor of the arena. 3.5 feet below the floor was an ice rink for the local Troy hockey team. So you see him there, and he's trapped, and he can't get out. And so the audience, everybody's quiet, and people from both teams and even fans from both teams come out and lift him up. Demons, that which traps you helpless, hopeless, in the darkness. What's your demon? What traps you? What kind of, as 12-step folks say, what kind of stinking thinking keeps you from realizing that God has splashed you with love and baptism, claimed you as God's beloved child, fed you at the table, seen people from both sides of the aisle, or all three, here at church and wherever, embrace you and share the peace with you and pray for you? What kind of stinking thinking demon traps you? So what can you do about it? Really not a whole lot, especially if you try to keep that kind of thinking and behaving all alone. There's no way that Van Evans could have climbed out of that hole. Obviously, he's free. Oh, by the way, they won. They had a five-minute overtime. They had 5 minute overtime, and you know who scored the winning basket. What kind of stinking thinking is that? Whether it's illness, just simply growing old, can't get the pain of grief out of your head, an illness that just keeps hanging on, what is it? What can you do to get rid of that? Well, if you think about poor Van Evans, your hands up in the air, and what's there when you put your hands up? I know we Lutherans don't do that, but if you put your, there, one did, thank you, Judy. Put your hands up in the air to Jesus. And it's Jesus who lifted Peter's mother-in-law out of her sick bed. It's Jesus who lifts us. It's our friends who lift us, even people that don't like us, who can lift us out of the traps that are set by demons. So what does Jesus do about it? Well, he does lift us up, right? But think of what the choir said. Last week in the gospel lesson, first chapter of Mark is filled with Jesus telling demons to shut up. Last week in the miracle, he said, just be quiet and come out of him. In today's miracle of healing, he just said, keep quiet, just be quiet. Sometimes Jesus just says, just be quiet. Put your hands up or out. and ask for help. It's Jesus, demons, remember, those forces that keep us trapped in darkness, while Jesus is the light. Just showing up is enough. Just a splash of love and water, just a taste of his love in the bread and wine, in the sharing of the peace, in the prayers. That does it. The light shines. Remember, Van, hands up. That's us. When stinking, thinking demons trap you, say with Jesus and the choir, just shut up. Jesus embraces, the Super Bowl encourages, loves, holds, forgives, and sends you right back out to serve. That's good news. Amen.
Gather together as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let's pray for the church, those in need, and all creation, kneeling as we're able. Almighty God, the giver of all light, into our darkened world. We thank you for that light which shines so brightly that all the forces of evil shrink and slink away. We thank you for breaking the chains that bind us into ourselves. Thank you for lifting us out of the traps that control our thoughts and ways of acting to others. Open us to new opportunities for serving you, new ideas for renewing our own faith and energy. Be with those who feel trapped of all hope, emptied of everything but anxiety, who are overwhelmed by thoughts and dreams. Renew them. Diminish the darkness. Shine the light. Be with those whose grief seems never ending, whose pain seems to grow stronger. Today we pray for the souls of those killed in the train wreck in KC in West Columbia, and for the families of those who have died and those who are injured, and for those who are helping and serving. We ask your blessing of healing presence for Pastor Gary and for Nan and those who love him. We ask your blessing for healing of all those who are wounded of body or mind or soul, as we name in our hearts or in our thoughts. Refresh them with your comfort and renewed light. Lord, the creator of all that exists, we thank you for the new life emerging all around us. We thank you especially for the joy of watching that new life begin and the journey of sharing with Brandon and Sarah, the joy of that life and the joy of expectation. Protect and preserve them and their coming child. Bring forth new health in the baby, in Sarah and Brandon and all who love them. All these things, O Lord, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Into your hands we commend for all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Let us pray. Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed our duty and our joy that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he shows forth to all nations in the waters of the Jordan. You proclaimed that he is your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you, Jesus, your Son. You are our light, shining in our darkness, revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and he gave it for all to eat to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you." After supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await the day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal that refreshes us with this heavenly food, so that we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory,
forever
and ever. Amen.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O morning star, fair and bright, you have refreshed us again with heavenly food. You are our dearest treasure. Go with us now, today, tomorrow, and every day, that we tell the story of your never-ending love and sing your praise both now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
here. She sits down.
That one didn't go out. You know, when the acolyte put it out, it just didn't go out.